And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have Carbon County Chamber of Commerce President Ryan Murray. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're not going to have that title much longer.
I know. I'm only going to hold on to it for a couple more weeks because we are doing the changing of the guard. We're getting a new president, and it's kind of an exciting time.
And we can announce that, can't we?
We can, yeah. Colleen Lovelace, she's the president-elect, and she's going to be taking over as president, and that'll be official with our installation banquet that is coming up. It's actually coming up pretty soon. It's going to be January 17th. And so part of what we'd like to share is an invitation for all of our chamber members and non-members to come on out and join us at the installation banquet. It's a fun time. We get to recognize a lot of our local businesses, some of the accomplishments that they've done over the past year, and we will be having the new board members as well as the new president.
Oh, that sounds exciting. A lot of fun stuff happening there. Now, you're currently looking for sponsors if they'd like to help with the...
If anyone's interested in doing any donations or sponsorships for some of the prizes for that event, they can definitely contact the executive director, Desiree, and go ahead and reach out to her at 637-2788. You can also call her if you'd like to RSVP for that event.
All right. Yeah, you definitely want to make sure you reserve a spot.
It does get crowded, and in past years we have filled up. And so if you are wanting to come, sign up now, get that RSVP in, because you might not be able to get it if you wait too long.
Right, right. Well, we're talking about the new year, but you guys also did some fun stuff over the holidays, some really neat stuff.
Hey, you know what? We finished off this year with some amazing things. First off, we've been doing our Best in Business competition all year long, and we did a Best in Fest for the festival season, and we'd love to announce the winner. Naturally Inspired was our winner. That came from all of your votes, from the chamber members, and so we'd like to do a big shout out to Naturally Inspired and congratulate them.
Yeah,
they earned it. You know, they earned their spot, and so they won that Best in Fest competition for just really kind of being being our local business to embrace that holiday cheer and bring some goodness to the local the local community.
And that's pretty neat because they're a brand new business, so that's neat.
Yeah,
they won. So
they've been growing. They've been doing well. So we're really proud of them and what they bring to our community.
Right. And you had one other one contest that you guys did, and I thought this was pretty neat.
Hey, you know what? Every year we try and encourage people to shop local, and so we decided let's make a little bit of competition out of this and let's have some fun with it. And so we did our Shop Castle Country. We had 31 participants, and they submitted local receipts of purchases in excess of $100,000.
I can't believe that.
I mean, that's money that was spent here locally just for the holiday season.
I like
so,
that.
I mean, a lot of fun there. And the winner of the prize there was Don Colvard. So congratulations to Don.
Yep.
Pretty exciting there. But, we really couldn't have offered that unless we would have had our sponsors. And so I'd like to take just a second. We had quite a few businesses that stepped up to really support that Shop Local effort. So I'd like to do a shout out and a thank you. We have Emery Telcom, R&R Designs, The Clip Shop, Body Glow Day and Medical Spa, Birch Electric, We Play Care, Cold Stone Eatery, Price Theater, Price Desert Wave Pool, Maurice's, and Jensen's Country Lanes Bowling Alley. So we had a number of businesses that they not only sell local, but they supported the Shop Local.
Great.
So thanks to all you guys for really stepping up and making this holiday season a wonderful time, supporting the local businesses. I mean, these guys really went above and beyond.
Well, that sounds exciting. It sounds 100,000 in receipts. I can't believe that.
Yeah, over 100,000. It was actually over 120,000. And so,
holy cow.
I mean, and that was just those that got involved. I mean, there are many other people who, they spent their holiday dollars here, and that's great for our community. And
right.
So we as a chamber really want to thank those people who support the local businesses. I mean, as a Chamber of Commerce, that's what we're all about. We're saying, how do we support the local businesses? How do we grow the local businesses? And right now, we have a lot of businesses that are doing really well.
They're
growing, they're thriving, and they're doing a lot of amazing things.
Well, I think that's great. I think that's something you guys should make annually. That was kind of a fun little contest for everybody, but that was good.
Well, and you know, I would like to say to all those people listening, we love the feedback. So if you do want to see us do events annually, if you like some of the events that we do, we love to hear from you guys. We love getting the feedback, the comments, the suggestions, the ideas, because really, as a chamber, we're here for you. We're here to make the business community better. And we can't do that without your feedback and without your support. So we love those ideas. Let us know. You can talk to any of the board members. You can talk to the executive director. You can talk to anyone here within the chamber. And, you know, we're here for you. We're here for the local businesses.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, I have one more question before I let you go. Sum up your year as president.
Oh, my goodness. You want me to sum it up in one brief little statement? Hey, I think the best way to say is we wanted more involvement and more engagement from our chamber members, and I felt like we got that. We saw people that, you know, they got out, they got involved, they wanted to make a difference, they wanted to have some fun. I mean, we did some real fun events, we did some events that gave back to the community, and so honestly, the involvement and the engagement was probably the best that I've seen since I joined the chamber several years ago. And so, you know, just thank you to those people who really came out and did that. So if you want me to sum it up, I mean, there's so much that I could talk about, but
right.
But really that's kind of what I was happy to see this past year.
Well, good deal. Any words of advice for Colleen?
Good luck. But it is a lot of fun.
Oh, it's, good deal.
It's great to get involved. And, you know, in this position, being a president of the chamber, you spend a lot of time, you get to know the businesses, and you really get to learn that, you know, sometimes they struggle. It's hard to be a business owner. And when you get to work with businesses at that level, you get to see the good, you get to see the bad. And wow, what a lot of admiration I have for people. It is not an easy task to go out there and risk your time, your money, and, you know, share your expertise and be an entrepreneur. And so, you know, for Colleen, I think she's going to do an excellent job. She's a successful business owner herself.
Yeah.
She's done so much for this community. And so I am excited to see what she's going to do. Yeah. 2019 is going to be a great year for the chamber.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking time and coming to talk to us about all this, announcing all the winners and all the contests. And of course, the installation banquet that's coming up. You definitely want to get registered for this because, like Ryan said, spots are going to fill up quick because this is the big to-do for the chamber.
This is the big to-do. And in the past couple of years, we've had to turn people away because we're like, sorry, all the RSVPs are filled.
Yeah, so you want to be sure. And all you got to do is call Desiree at 637-2788. Let her know you're going to be there and she'll get you all taken care of and signed up.
Exactly.
All right, Ryan. Well, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.